This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi shared the article written by the Minister of the State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2024 and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said that the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and the leadership of the young minds to realize the vision of the Viksit Bharat. On the occasion of the National Youth Day today, the Prime Minister will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the youth will play an important role in the making of India a developed country by 2047, addressing the convocation ceremony at IIMT University Meerut in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Singh said that the aspirations, dedication and the thoughts of the youth will redefine India's identity on the global stage. The Defence Minister called upon the students to take the inspiration from the life and the ideals of Swami Vivekanand. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said that the fight against drugs has gained the new strength with the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Chairing the regional conference of the drug trafficking and the national security in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that the drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of in the last 10 years. He added that the Narcotics Control Bureau and the police across the country have taken action against the drugs, which has strengthened the youth and the society towards a drug-free future. The Home Minister also called upon the states to collaborate with the central government to fight against the drug menace. He also urged the states to promote the Manas helpline among the citizens. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir on Monday. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Sonmarg en route to Leh. The tunnel will ensure safer and uninterrupted access to the strategically critical Ladakh region by passing the landslide and avalanche-prone routes. It will promote the tourism by transforming Sonmarg into a year-round destination, boosting of winter tourism, adventure sports, and the local livelihoods. Meanwhile, sharing the social media post of Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, the Prime Minister said that the Chief Minister rightly pointed out the benefits of the project of tourism and local economy. The BJP has released its second list of 29 candidates for the Delhi Assembly elections. Former MLA Kapil Mishra has been fielded from Karwal Nagar, Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar, and Priyanka Gautam, who recently joined the BJP from Aam Aadmi Party, will contest from Kondli. Earlier, the party had released a first list of 29 candidates out of the total 70 assembly seats. The BJP has so far announced the candidates for 58 seats. And the senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party has created a disaster in Delhi over the last decade. He said that during this period, the whole country has progressed, but the Delhi's development trajectory has declined. Addressing the gathering of Jugi Basti Pradhan Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Shah assured that after the formation of BJP government in Delhi, no welfare schemes for the poor will be stopped. With the ongoing dense fog conditions, northwest India is expected to witness light rainfall accompanied with a thunderstorm for the next 2 days. Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted the possibility of rain and snowfall in the parts of northwest India until today under the influence of the western disturbance. Talking exclusively at the Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Somar Sen said that the dense fog conditions are likely to be prevalent in the northern states during the early morning and the night shift to the 14th of this month. The Delhi NCR is adjoining areas experienced the light and moderate rainfall yesterday, resulting in a fall of temperature in the national capital. Due to the fog, around 35 trains, including the Howrah Rajdhani and the other flights, were also delayed yesterday in Delhi. And in the Indian Super League, Mohan Bagan defeated the East Bengal by 1-0, maintained the unbroken streak of wins with the arch rivals of Guwahati yesterday. And that is the end of this news version.